This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I show my gourd to Bud Selig, and it's like a scary devil, gross devil with zits.
Ew.
And he's doing his, and he's taking like a really long time. He's like carving it out, and then he shows it to me, and it says friend question mark.
Oh no.
And I guess he was asking me if I wanted to be friends.
Oh, that's so sad. Oh, Bud.
And I was like, we are like, we're not like one-on-one friends, but like
we've already been carving gourds together with
but it was a class.
Group.
Yeah,
it was a class. It's a class, but it's all people you know in the class. You
yeah,
we the whole thing together.
Yes, we rented it up.
It was you, Gulager, Lenimato. It was everybody.
And so I'm like, but you know, what am I going to say? I'm like, but you know, we are friends, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he goes back into a different, gets a new gourd, comes and brings that back, carves it out, turns that around, and it says, nice question mark. No, I'm sorry. Nice exclamation point.
Oh, okay.
Like, nice.
Can he not speak?
He was speaking up until then. I think he misunderstood the purpose of
the gourd. That it was supposed to be you're making sort of a character.
I think he might have thought it was texting.
Right.
Because when they were first explaining it, he was like, oh, okay.
Like texting.
Like, well, like, just like, well, it was something that he didn't say like texting,
oh, okay.
But it was
because
like something.
Then I definitely think he thought that if that's what he said.
It seemed like it was something that he had like heard about a lot. And now he was like, oh, so that's
finally
what it
piecing
is.
It together.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, hi. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook. And hey, tell them all the stuff that we do here.
Well, it's a special show. If you're listening right now, it means you're on the phone. We're doing a special phone episode, special segment called the Phone Corn Gallery, which is like the Popcorn Gallery, except instead of popping, the corn is phoning.
Part of the phone, or it's being used as a phone in a sort of whose line is it anyway improv game where you hold the corn up to your ear and you go, hello, and what's the news?
And there's going to be all kinds of good, interesting, different stuff in this episode. Like, for example, if part of my headphones stops working, everyone just has to hear me talk about that to Cody and say, like, for example, this is just an example. I would say, Cody, like, why did part of my headphones stop working? Is that something you did? I can't fix it. And Cody would say, if that situation were to happen, what would you say?
Well, did you break it or what?
No, I didn't break it. It just stopped.
Is it broken right now?
This is still part of the hypothetical. This is still part of the hypothetical situation.
Because you guys are playing it very real.
I can only hear, and this is my character saying, I can only hear out of my right headphone ear.
That's what he would really say.
Well, is your character rough with the equipment or
no,
something?
No, Cody. And your character in this case is like playing it real also.
Yeah, you know, don't he's be, supposed to be
don't
trying
be
to
like
help.
Be
helpful the way you really would be.
So, okay. Well, it's just going to be like this. Says my character.
For the character, yeah. He won't be able to hear out a part of it. And what a fun sort of play world. And we're sort of in the imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus in a way, aren't we, Hayes?
Yes. And I think this is... My preferred imaginarium is, I want to say, Johnny Depp's.
Yeah.
And what were the other imaginariums?
Well, Heath.
Heath, but then didn't...
Well, it was all sort of Terry Gilliam's imaginarium, and isn't everything. I mean, that guy's mind, just the cartoons he did for Monty Python and Brazil and
for
and
some reason,
monkey movie.
For some reason, I remember that other people took over and were Dr. Parnassus in different parts of that movie, and they gave their salaries to Heath Ledger's daughter, and now every movie is still... Like, all the money made from those movies is now going to Heath Ledger's daughter.
Heath's daughter.
Yes.
That's so sweet, and what a sweet Hollywood story. And I have a story about a big Hollywood movie, and I don't know if I should tell it now or if I should tell it to our callers.
Let's tell it to a caller. So people are calling in. There are a bunch of people on the line. The theme is the news this week. We're discussing the news. So much going on these days.
It's... exploding, in literally.
Country. Oh, and the news is big today, guys. You're calling in. You're going to talk to a call screener. Sean is not going to say this, and so I want to make something clear, and I want to just lay down a set of rules for everybody. The person doing the call screening is a certain grand slamster stress. Grand Slamstress.
Slamstress.
From Germany, who is married to Sean. Please do not try to have any kind of phone relations with Sean's wife.
There's no need to get randy. She will let me know if you do that. Likewise, if she is being a total B-word to you, you can let us know on the phone.
And I mostly say this because, like, don't let her instigate anything beyond just like a normal call screener interaction.
She should be having a very formal conversation with you. And if she tries to steer you down a dark alleyway of libidinous sensualities, please cut it off at the pass because you will not escape from that.
If she tells you she just got out of the shower, she... did not just get out of the shower.
No.
She's in the studio. There's no shower here. Believe me, if there were, I'd be sending Cody into it right now.
Yes, we'd make him be in there. And also, I would be killing, I'd save time that way. So, and let's get into the callers, and we should hear from one. And they talk to us, and we'll talk to them. And what up?
Wait, let's announce who the caller is so we can know ahead of time.
Our first caller is female listener Lauren. She wants to talk about Dwayne The Rock Johnson saving a cockapoo puppy named Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Here she is.
Lauren? Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. It's Clem Dog and the Hazy Bone, and we're here talking to you.
And you're here on the Hollywood Handbook chat line, and today the discussion is the news.
And I'll say this before you get into your news, is we were hoping for some more substantial stuff because we are men of substance, but some of this news of the weird and these novelty human interest stories can spark good conversation, so just let it out and what's going on.
But say where you're from. Say where you're from.
And Michigan looks like a glove. Which finger do you live in?
I live in the bottom part of the thumb.
Okay, not bad.
And you saw this?
I saw this on MTV News on the internet. Hey,
it's me, Kurt Loder. We goof around with that stuff.
Aaliyah has died.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh. Okay. So Michelle Trachtenberg tweeted at Dwayne, right? And said, oh, hey, there's this puppy that's named after you. And it's like, you know, going to die. And it's really cute.
Remember she kissed her brother in Eurotrip? Do you remember in Eurotrip, she kisses her brother?
And this is a good example of how news of the weird topics can transition.
It can just seamlessly lead into...
into like a real discussion.
About...
which is it okay?
Yeah, incest.
For somebody kiss their brother.
And we've probably brought this up before, but a dude and a dude. Is that cool? Is that cool? Because really the stigma around it is mainly because you could have a weird baby.
And as I recall...
and by the same token, and let's be inclusive, a chick and a chick.
Right.
what do you think?
Right. I think it's probably bad all around.
Okay.
You think it's bad? Okay.
Their brother, the one of the chicks and one of the dudes is brother and sister.
Does that change anything?
Bad idea.
That's bad for you? Okay, keep going with your story then. We're not getting anywhere here.
So, anyways, he saved a puppy by donating $1,500 to his GoFundMe fund.
Wait, I'm sorry. You made a honking noise with your mouth in the middle of the story. What happened in that part?
He donated some money to this puppy, and it's a really adorable puppy. It's a mix between a cocker spaniel and a poodle.
And she's saying the puppy's adorable because she wants to marry it because it's rich now.
Oh yeah, and is it strange to anyone else that someone has such a firm stance on incest who's clearly part goose, because they make a honking sound with their mouth, so either their mom or dad, or maybe their grandma's a goose.
And also interested and in
interested in this
potentially
puppy.
Marrying and getting in on some of this puppy's...
This puppy, because
fresh
it's
dough
rich
right
now,
out of the
yeah.
oven.
And does that seem strange to anyone else? And Lauren, you don't answer. All right, now go ahead, you can.
What's that?
Hmm?
What?
You called me, sweetheart.
Bye. When I say bye, and when I
we gotta
do
dump them
a downward point, that's the dump. That's the dump shoot.
Okay. So our next caller is Ran Ran. He wants to discuss.
Wait.
We can't.
You're just gonna try and seamlessly roll through this. Did we get any of that first call?
We just did like a 15-minute call, and hey,
it was
being
great.
Hilarious.
I had so many funny things.
It's, I don't
do
know.
Do we not get any of it?
Is it gone?
It could very well could be gone.
What yeah. about our
what
introduction?
Is it related to the fact that Hayes' character couldn't hear anything through one of his headphones, which he let you know about?
Because now my character again can't hear anything through the headphones. So am I to understand that either I can hear through both of my headphone ears or we can do the show?
Yeah. You could say
is that.
Is
that really what? Oh, Cody!
And the intro, is that gone too?
No, that's there. Just her phone call, her line of the phone from the phone is mm-hmm. was not recorded, except through my own headphones. I tried to play it back through the mic. So
we have a phone conversation recorded. Our voices are recorded though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that could be good.
Maybe we just use that.
Yeah.
That could be really funny.
We'll patch that in after
her
this,
stuff,
and then we'll go to Ran Ran. Her
stuff
wasn't cracking me up.
I mean, it wasn't doing a lot for
it
me.
It really
it
wasn't
might be
cracking
better
me up.
Without that, honestly.
Well, then I did it on purpose.
Who's next?
Andrew, he wants to discuss Gwen
Stefani. Wait.
What happened to Ran Ran?
Did we just lose that call, too? Did that get dumped before it even happened?
No, someone snuck in, actually. I announced the wrong... Yeah, I think that there was a technical confusion, but our next caller who's been on the phone on wait longer would be Andrew to discuss Gwen Stefani's Thanksgiving.
Okay. Put him through.
And Ran Ran's next.
Andrew.
Hello. It's Andrew here.
Hi, Andrew. You've reached the Hollywood Handbook chat line.
It's going good.
Wait, is this Andrew from British?
Yes, it is, yeah. How are you?
What time is it there?
It is 12:30.
What time?
Oh, what a big boy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
Dragging ass at work tomorrow.
What a brave stay-upper.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Okay, so now we know this guy's punk rock, we know he's badass, and of course he's calling to talk about a famous punk rocker, Gwen Stefani. What is it about her Thanksgiving that's so interesting to you?
Well, on the second day of Thanksgiving, she spent time at the happiest place on earth, Disneyland, with her children.
There's no second day of Thanksgiving.
It says here, right in this article, Gwen Stefani spent the second day of Thanksgiving at the happiest place on earth. The Don't Speak crooner walked off all that Thanksgiving food at Disneyland. So
I don't need an article to know how long Thanksgiving is,
the
Andrew.
The second day of Thanksgiving?
So the British guy is telling me what Thanksgiving is. I'm sorry, the thing we're thankful for is that we kicked your British ass off our land.
Well, I mean,
if you know anything about American history holidays.
I don't really, but I mean, it says right here in black and white, and I don't think they could put that down if it weren't true.
What is it on? The Daily Mail? Hey, how about that page 3 girl, huh?
Oh, mama.
She's in her knickers, huh?
It's on i4unews.com.
Describe the page 3 girl.
Yeah, Andrew, come on. Quit.
Go ahead.
Quit yanking us around.
Go ahead, Andrew.
I mean, the only picture of a girl I can see is sort of Gwen Stefani, Gwen Stefani's face.
Did you see what she wore to the awards?
I didn't.
It was right enough for a second. It was right in Gavin Rossdale's face what she wore. It was sheer. She wore sheer top.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it was a big Gavin.
It had Paul Scheer on it.
Gavin, I'm with Paul now, she said.
Wow.
So did that kind of wind you up?
And did you also hear that all four of the voice judges are together now?
In a love romance?
Well, that is interesting, because also in this article it mentions that her boyfriend Blake Shelton did not accompany her to Disneyland. But yeah.
No, he was there with her on the first day of Thanksgiving.
This is the same article, right, that thinks Thanksgiving is like a Hanukkah type thing where there's like multiple days of it.
I think we will.
Andrew, do you take your chips with malt vinegar? How do you take your chips?
With salt and vinegar, yes. That's
Yes, very good, Andrew. Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Again, the longest.
That's when they go away.
This is Ran Ran. He wants to discuss Jimmy Iovine.
She wants
says
to discuss.
Women it's... find it hard to find music. Only men can do that.
Okay, what's this? Okay.
You're on.
She's pissed.
Ran Ran, you're on.
Oh, hi.
Ran Ran.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Ran Ran. Sorry.
What up, what up?
Sorry that Cody called you a man.
Yeah, that was rude.
So you want to talk about something from sort of pop culture news, too? Where do all these people get their news?
Mm-hmm.
This is on TheVerge.com.
Okay. Do you read The Verge a lot?
No, I don't know what this is.
Well, that makes all of us. Go ahead.
Okay, so Jimmy Iovine said that some new streaming...
No, sorry, Cody says it's pronounced Iovine.
That's not how they were pronouncing it on the news.
And Cody's literally up working in the music industry, so sorry, I think he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's starting to assist Brett on some of those summertime things. Well,
so it rhymes with bovine.
The people on the news called him Jimmy Iovine, which I didn't think was how you said it.
The Verge is a show now?
No, on TBS This Morning.
TBS.
And he was there.
Okay, go on.
So he said that some new streaming service is good for women because if women don't have a boyfriend, they don't know how to find out about music.
Oh, Jimmy. And this is not at all the way he was portrayed to me in the Straight Outta Compton film, where he seemed like sort of a fatherly, warm figure. It almost sounds like he's out of touch.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's the same now where my girlfriend's telling me about some of it as much music as I'm telling her about.
My wife is hearing music. I mean, mm-hmm. That's really happening. Mm-hmm. And if you even think about old music, the sirens that would lure sailors to their death, that's music and that's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think so, Ran Ran?
I think so, and you're just talking about Gwen Stefani.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, I imagine that, you know, now that she has a boyfriend, they're probably exchanging all kinds of music.
Yeah,
news.
She probably gave him a whole file with a flash plug drive. Yes, mm-hmm. the thing. Maybe it looks like a guitar or something, and it plug in your computer. And the song's on there, whether it's a song by... The Fun, that band, period. Or whether it's
or Pink featuring Nate Roos.
Or whether it's Pink featuring Nate Roos, Ram.
Or Bleachers.
Or if it's Bleachers. And it could be any of these things. So it really is something where Jimmy Iovine is talking at the side of his neck. You know, speaking of Straight Outta Compton.
I think he should trade in his famous cap for a thinking cap and start to think about what to say next time.
Oh, speaking of Straight Outta Compton, I had a big movie story I was going to tell, but should I save it for another caller?
Yeah, I guess. Yes, I think Ran Ran's had...
You've had your day in the sun, haven't you? We agreed with you, and that's not going to happen very much.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so I think she should get a ban from the rest of this show. Goodbye.
And leave her on long enough to talk to us for a while? No, okay, no. Thanks.
Hollywood Handbook.
Do you want me to introduce the next person?
Yes, yeah. But just, you know, as long as the news they want to talk about is Sean's movie story.
Okay, it's Kevin. And he wants to talk about Chris Evert, celebrity tennis tournament.
I know a thing or two about this.
Is this Kevin O'Brien? Is this the real KOB?
Yeah, it's the real KOB.
Okay, just stay on the line for 1 second. Sean's going to tell you his movie story. But Kevin, I'd like you to react to Sean's movie story in real time.
Okay. Yo, Kevin, I think you're going to like this.
Don't hold back on your reactions, please.
Not at all.
So I'm going yesterday to the movies because I'm a regular guy at the end of the day, like everyone else. And I go to see this new, it's called Creed, and it's this new black movie that I love.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just watching and the training and all of that. But there's a group of youths behind me. I always like to eavesdrop on this sort of group because I want to know what's coming next and what these kids are into. And I hear one of them pretty loudly, and there's maybe 12. Yeah. I hear one of them pretty loudly shout 4 or 5 dudes down. Hey, David, aren't you supposed to be in The Good Dinosaur?
Wait, why?
Okay, but wait. Yeah.
Well, now hold on. Yes. Well,
but
I think because David's a baby, and so well, exactly. And we had a good laugh too. I laughed. Some of the other people in my row laughed. We all laughed. But at this point, I'm now concerned about David. He's been faced in such a way where I'm not sure he recovers until probably post college. So if this could become advice for David and sort of maybe a reflection on a time in your life that you've been David, because I think we all have been asked if we were supposed to be in The Good Dinosaur during a PG-13 movie that's riding the edge of an R like Creed.
Yeah. Do you want me to speak on that or something?
Yes, please, Mr. Cobb.
Okay. Well, I guess we're all sort of... caught in between, you know, being a child and adult. And there are times when you want to be seeing, you know, kind of a violent movie. And then your friends will put you in your place and say, no, you're still just a kid. But you want to be adults. So, like...
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't speak for David because I'm not David and I don't like to, you know, impose my viewpoint on other people. I think you should just live and let live.
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah. So that was a great...
I hear what you're saying, Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, it's not what I asked, but I almost don't even care. That was great. That's dope. That's dope.
What news do you want to talk about?
Well, sorry I didn't really answer your question there, Sean. I don't know. I'm a little starstruck, I guess. You know?
Kevin, we've moved on. So you don't have to dwell on it. It was an easy question.
All right. Well, I guess
go ahead.
I was working the Chris Evert Celebrity Tennis Tournament, and it's funny. Gavin Rossdale was there. He was playing.
Were you shagging balls?
No, I was bartending for the VIP lounge. Jason Biggs actually came up there, and he was just telling, like, he made some funny comments, but I don't remember them exactly. And there was so many celebrities.
What did he have to sip on?
I think it's his wife was having a club soda, and then he came up and he said,
"Jenny,
oh hey, what is she having?" And I said, I started to answer, and he goes, "Oh, I could just ask her. She's my wife, you know." And then he said, I'll have a club soda also.
Okay, so he wanted you to think that he was maybe going to hit on this woman, and then he wanted to sort of demonstrate some dominance by telling you, no, the type of woman that you look at that I might hit on, I already own that.
Did they ever find their dog?
Did they ever find their...
Didn't their dog get lost one day, and it went viral?
You know, I
don't know. I think he said something homophobic that went viral.
I guess I wasn't on Twitter that day. Was that big?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you said you were a news expert or something, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, I guess there was one person who wasn't at the celebrity tournament, and that was Steffi, and I was wondering why she didn't show up, if she thinks she's bigger than something like that, or, you know, I mean, it seems like Chris Everett was there, John Lovitz was there. It seemed like Sean and Steffi would have been the perfect doubles team, and, you know.
Well, I think you've answered your own question when you say John Lovitz was there of why Steffi wasn't.
I forbid
her to be in the same room as him. Because as much as I do trust her and there is a lot of love there, there's some people who... There's a magnetism, an animal chemistry, an electricity that fills the air when they share a space. And if she were trapped in an elevator with John Lovitz, I imagine we'd have 45 seconds before they were absolutely raw dog boning. And so,
it would honestly be your fault.
It would be my fault for allowing that to happen.
Yeah.
So I do have to draw some boundaries, and we all need to have these conversations with our loved ones.
Yeah, I understand. And tennis is very, there's a lot of sounds that come out in a game of tennis that can be heard.
Oh, yes. Monica Seles sounds like she's humping something. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
And that's a comedy idea. And take that and go do something with it.
Thank you very much.
I'm too busy.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Cody.
I don't want to hear them say bye.
You guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Andrew. He wants to discuss the Queen.
Okay.
British Andrew?
Hello?
Hello, is this Andrew again?
Hello.
Okay, well, if he wants to discuss the Queen, it does sound like it
probably is.
It probably is a British person.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of news about the Queen.
Okay, what's that, Andrew? And now, remember, you already did call in to talk about...
Yeah, this is double-dipping two calls now,
to
Andrew.
To talk about some British news, but, well, I mean, if you have some news about the Queen,
we'd like to hear from you specifically. That I didn't think to say in time. When you asked me about what I like to have with chips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A bit of fish.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yes, that was worth calling
you've
back
got,
for.
You've gotten much funnier, Andrew. I'm,
from the first call, yeah.
I'm almost a little suspicious that it's you because you've become so funny. But anyway, go on. Did you have some Queen news?
Well, she was spotted recently eating a bag of crisps.
Now, this is the kind of news we were talking about. Real substantial stuff. Huge political figures.
Yes.
And some pretty scandalous activity.
Mm-hmm. Probably had dirty fingers.
Yeah, well, I was about to ask, was she going to have any napkins or anything?
Well, we call them nappies.
They call them nappies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm learning, too, because I've been over on the pond, and I've done all the... I have been in there,
mm-hmm.
But I was so fucked up, I didn't learn a lot of the terms. Do you get twisted?
Do you ever get twisted, Andrew?
Do y'all get twisted?
Well, sometimes I go a bit tits. Is that what you mean?
I don't know.
Well,
Andrew, anything else? Any other news you'd like to discuss?
There was one thing. Buses, and over here, there's a top floor.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
And I just hang up, Cody. I do just want to say I do appreciate how we have this like international fan base. Like,
oh,
it's
gosh,
a great thing
yes.
that we could get like real British people.
Authentic British people calling in calling multiple in. Times.
Yes. Are there more calls?
Mm-hmm.
And?
Greggy to discuss Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes getting married.
Okay.
Okay.
Put him through.
He's there.
Hi, Greggy.
Hi, Greggy.
Hey, guys. What's going on? It's Greggy.
You sound better than the last time I spoke to you, but still very bad.
Yeah, you yeah. sound like you suffer from empty room sickness.
Exactly, yeah. I have Hello? This permanent echo that follows me everywhere. Here I am.
Oh, what a horrible place to talk from. And why? Like, you shouldn't have empty rooms in the place where you live. Your room should be full of children's toys.
We had to sell the kids' toys.
Because you have children, Greggy. Oh, you had to sell all their toys, and now okay. it's just a big echoey room. Okay.
Well, you know, if you use your Imaginarium, actually an echoey room can become a world of toys. Pretend it's a submarine ship yes. or...
Yes. You're playing with us, Greggy.
Yes. Yes. We're all playing. So, you wanted to talk about news from a long time ago. Is that the bit?
Yeah, that's the bit because... Of course, I had to sell my new. So all I have is an old what do you call this? A magazine, a People magazine from 2006.
You had to sell all your magazines and newspapers. Okay, that's a good bit.
Oh, that's funny.
Walk us through it.
Yeah, take us from the beginning and all the way right up to the part where I helped it.
Yeah, sure. So the beginning was when I said that I sold my kids toys earlier. So, you know, I worked with that. I said, okay, I sold the toys. I must have also sold the magazines and newspapers. So, yeah, that's where that came from.
If this is true, what else is true? And it's one of the main rules of funniness.
Thank you.
Are yeah. any of your kids there?
They're, I don't know, they're around. If you see one, there's four in the walls. And that's a joke, I say.
Your kids
several
are...
times before.
Okay, well, your voice is becoming... just upsettingly bad, and so I think we have to
bye.
Destroy you in terms of being on the phone now. Okay, bye. So Greg, you got destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Next is Josh.
Did you win?
Oh yes, I'm winning.
What'd you win?
Also known as Greggy, he wants to talk yet. About the new kissing bug that does something scary. Are you guys ready?
Okay, is this about the I love you virus?
Hello.
Hey, now that's a fun phone being on noise. Who's this, Josh?
Yeah, this is Bird Rules.
Oh, hey, Bird Rules.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's finally time to ask.
Is it rules for a bird?
Or is it that birds is what rules?
Yeah, it's just like a nickname thing. That turned into
rules for a bird.
Rules for a bird.
Rules for a bird. Number one, eat the worm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, number two, gobble that seed. It's mostly rules about what they eat, isn't it?
Number three, have eggs.
Oh, yes. Number four, flap.
Fly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, number five, drain the three ball. Am I right, Larry Bird?
Yeah. Yeah.
Win the three-point right? contest with your friggin' jacket on. Don't even take your friggin' jacket off.
Who's coming in second? Merry fucking Christmas. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember?
I don't know.
How about that Skyline Chili?
Oh man!
Oh yeah!
Aren't you from the Queen City?
Yes, I am. Have you had it before?
Isn't that London? You should take that up with Andrew actually, because I believe Queen City is actually supposed to be London.
I don't know. I think it's something to do with like a sister city in Germany or something. I'm not from here originally, so I don't really give a
tell shit. Tell us about the news. You moved there.
Yeah.
Weird. Tell us about the news.
I don't know. I'm a little nervous about my news headline. I sort of picked it kind of out of haste. I'm a little bit more interested in talking about
You didn't
about
take
David.
A long time finding the news? everyone has put a lot of work and time into their news items so far, and I don't want you to break the streak of really good news coming in. Go ahead and give it to us, but I'm nervous now, too.
Apparently there is a bug, and I know, Hayes, you are into, you know, bugs and potentially frightened of
yes.
them. And it is called the kissing
yes,
bug.
I've studied bugs.
I don't know why, okay, but I guess bug. It bites you and inserts a parasite. And when I was trying to find, like, what it actually does, it's not really that scary, except for potentially 10 to 30 years after an initial infection, it may cause enlargement of your colon, which I thought could be an interesting topic.
And okay. for people who are not medical professionals, the colon is where the duty goes out. And that's, there's no other way to say it, but that's probably part of why you called, is you know that we are able to handle a topic such as this in a professional manner.
That's right.
We're both sophisticates.
Kind of like love,
we both
love
have
line,
some but... medical training.
This is, let me tell you, but I've studied bugs. This is a new bug. A couple years ago, people started seeing this bug around.
Okay.
And none of the other bugs had seen it before. And what it does is it kisses these bugs and it gives them a parasite, and the parasite does their colon make it large.
Where the duty comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
and the colon is where the duty comes out.
Yes. And so when it gets bigger, what happens is, so does, say it with me, everybody, the duty.
The bug's yes, duty the, yes. and the bug's butt.
And his butt as well. And so from behind, you would say,
does duty get bigger, so the butt has to get bigger as well.
Yes, because there needs to be a space for it. And so from behind, you might see the bug and go, oh, that bug is sort of a
Kim
buggy Minaj. Oh,
Kim Kardashian.
Right. Nikki Mabug.
Oh.
Kim Kardashian bug.
Kim Kardashian bug. So, yeah.
I get it.
Something. Yeah. So we made you learn about the news, and that news piece wound up being not so bad. You'd never know that you had hurried it. And maybe this is a lesson to not front porch your news like this, where you explain that it's bad before you give it, because honestly, that would have been a slam dunk home run, and I would have had a hell of a lot of respect for you.
And front porching is, of course, a term that we all know, where you, it's like how people sit on the front porch and talk about how bad their news item is.
Yes.
Right.
Maybe they've got a swing.
Rocking chairs, yes.
Or a swing.
Swing and
lemonade.
A sweaty lemonade glass. Mm-hmm. Watching the sunset. Talking about how bad their
Yo,
news
my,
item
my
is.
Yo, my news item ain't going to mean jack squat to them Hollywood Handbook boys.
And that's sort of what they do in the southern region.
That's right. Well, I can't help but be a little bit modest, being as where I'm from. But thank you for sort of making me feel better about it.
Now, Bird Rules, wait, before Cody dumps you, do you want to promote your graphic design workshop, Cosette? But before you do this, Bird Rules, I want to make sure you have the server infrastructure to handle the increased traffic load.
You guys, I wish
Is
so
that,
badly that we're like trying to get our website done for the middle of December to have like our open house. And it sucks that people are going to hear
so
this and go
no.
to a shitty splash page still.
Okay, because
okay.
this could have been a big opportunity
yeah.
for people to order.
And we are, and speaking
Central Ohio graphic design.
Speaking of Kim Kardashian bug, we are planning to break the internet
yes,
at some point.
This could
by
have been the equivalent
steering all the traffic
of Kim Kardashian bug on the cover of magazine.
The racist thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, should I still do it, or should
on
I
magazine.
Just go away?
I advise you to email Amazon Web Services and go away as well.
Next is someone who calls himself Superman, and he wants to discuss turkey shooting down Russian plane, ironic or in poor taste, so close to Thanksgiving.
Go ahead.
Hi, Sean and Hayes, how are you doing?
Who's this?
It's Superman.
Hi. Hi, Superman.
Hi, Superman. Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, this is a guy from the forums whose picture is a brain, right?
Yeah, cartoon brain.
Yeah, he's saying.
Yeah, and soup spelled like S-O-U-P.
That's right.
Yeah, nice try.
Well, I try.
Okay, so you want to talk about this big? This is big part of the news.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest. It's one of the biggest parts.
Sure.
From these days.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And this has been happening.
And just because this will be released 2 full weeks after Thanksgiving, at least, doesn't mean that we shouldn't talk about Thanksgiving stuff.
That's right.
So go ahead and say the news.
So the news is Turkey, during the week of Thanksgiving, decided to shoot down this Russian plane. And I guess my question for you guys is this somewhat ironic, considering that Turkey is such an integral part of Thanksgiving? Or is it...
And hang on, Superman, and hold on, Superman, and hold on, Superman, please. Maybe one of your superpowers can be to shut up when I'm talking.
Because, now, Superman, I hesitate to do this to you, but I do think it's... I have to go Dr. Evil on you and tell you to zip it.
Okay.
And if this continues, you might be served with a Scotty Dome. Go ahead, Sean.
Please don't make us do that.
I strongly encourage you not to get yourself Scotty Don'ted by me, Dr. Evil.
And because Earth's yellow sun didn't react with his Kryptonian heritage to enhance his powers of explaining what he's actually talking about, I just wanted to cut in and say that when he say turkey, he don't mean the big bird, and he don't mean Tom Turkey coming through. What he means is part of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And now go ahead, Superman. And apparently superpower is not knowing when it's your turn again.
Okay.
Scotty, don't. Hang out. When I say Scotty, don't, you hang out. Scotty, don't. Scotty, ne pas. Remember?
Right. Yes. Oh,
and that's a little tribute to our friends over in France who have undergone some difficult times lately. That's a tribute to you, me saying "Scotty ne pas" the way Dr. Evil does in the movie. And then he makes a noise with his mouth that I can't replicate, but it's kind of like, you know, "Scotty ne pas." Oh, that was good.
Wow. And I made that. Now, what's another call?
Jeffrey Party.
Oh, good.
What do you guys think about building walls?
Okay. Is this Jeffrey Parties on the phone?
Sure is.
From Pittsburgh, Sandwich Town.
Yep, we put French fries.
The Rothless Burger.
French fries on them.
Mm-hmm.
Normally on the side of the sandwich, now it's under the bread.
We're a little mixed up here.
Pittsburgher. And now you wanted to talk about these walls, and this is another thing that has been becoming headlines.
It's real news. People are talking about building walls everywhere.
Here's the thing. I know a little bit about swinging a hammer. I may have built a wall or two in my day, or even put up sort of a sun deck just to get bronzed. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about people trying to separate countries from each other, separate the world, when we should all be one big happy family. But instead, people are trying to keep people out of other places. I've seen tons of walls.
But do you believe in anarchy?
I believe that everybody should just do whatever they want all the time.
Yo, here's anarchy for you, Jeffrey Parties.
Here's anarchy for you, Jeffrey.
And you just deal with what this sounds
like. Get ready to hear what anarchy
is.
You just finished putting fries on your sandwich. I want it. I just take it from you. Oh. I'm invading. I go crossing the wall that should be around your sandwich just in everyone's mind because you have ownership of it. And because there's anarchy and because, let's face it, I'm stronger than you are, I straight up take your sandwich and maybe your girl.
And now let's give you another version of that story. Sean reaches out, take your sandwich, his hand smashes into a wall. Mm-hmm. And I would hate to see that happen to my friend Sean.
And with the speed that I reach, something bad's going to happen, either to my hand or the wall.
And I'm assuming in this story, if Sean were to try to take sandwich out of somebody else's mouth, he would have to have been bitten by some kind of kissing bug.
Yes, and I'd have a huge colon.
I also have very short teeth.
Not loving that comment.
Oh.
Not really getting what the thinking is there.
I think if I could weigh in on this, I think it's that he's going to use the sharp teeth to bite your hand. Am I in the neighborhood, Jeffrey?
I think so. And also, I think that teeth are kind of like the body's wall. The way they're set up.
Well, no, teeth are the skeleton trying to escape, number one. Number two, you don't want to bite the hand.
That is canon.
You don't want to bite the hand that feeds you, and this hand feeds you Funny Good Show. Don't forget it. So, when you're thinking, should I say this about something like the teeth comment? Have another thought right after, which is, no. And so that's a good way to conduct these calls. And that's not just for you, Jeffrey Parties. I don't know if he does.
Yes, sir.
That's for everybody. Now, would you rather have the wall around your sandwich or you want me to eat it?
I think you seem nice, so I would let you eat my sandwich.
Okay. Well.
And I wouldn't bite you with my teeth.
Doubling down.
Went back for it.
Scotty, don't.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Annie, to discuss Missy Elliott releasing music for the first time in 10 years.
Hello?
Annie.
Not ringing any bell.
Annie.
Hello?
Annie's like the pasta rabbit, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Annie Organic Pasta Rabbit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same name.
Where are you from?
I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Okay, and your boyfriend told you about the music news?
I don't have one of those. Actually,
Crunchy
told me
in Portland.
That.
Told you about what?
Her boyfriend telling her about the music news?
Yeah.
And please don't say you don't have a boyfriend in front of Cody, by the way, because he's rubbing his hands together nastily. He's licking his lips.
Is it really that
he's
obvious?
He's sort of steepling his fingers. Yeah, if you say you don't have one, that really activates Cody in a way that harms the show and our listeners.
Uh-oh. Sorry about that.
So you've got
You're
music
getting harmed.
News.
I'm sorry about you. You're going to be harmed.
Yeah, don't be
no,
sorry.
I can't get hurt. No, Cody, please. And his tongue shot out and in his mouth like multiple times in a row, very quickly.
Oh. Like Spider-Man's nemesis, the lizard.
Yes, the evil lizard.
Oh, I wish I could see it.
So, remember the news you wanted to say?
Yeah.
How does it go?
Well, it goes like Missy Elliott, who is musician, rapper. She's one of my favorites.
Miss Elliott.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Miss Elliott.
Yeah. She just released new music
Miss
for the first
yells
time in 10 years.
Because that's honestly what it sounds like to me.
She released new music. Is she in the garbage bags?
What?
Go ahead, Annie. The question is she in the garbage
bags? Sorry. I'm having a lot of trouble hearing you guys.
Annie, the question is she in the garbage bags?
Oh, you know, I didn't see the garbage bags this time. I think she might be saving those for her next music video.
Well, call us then.
Oh, okay.
Annie, call us when she does her next music video with the garbage bags, okay?
Okay, I definitely will.
Okay, thank you.
And when are you going to call us?
As soon as I see Missy Elliott wearing a garbage bag.
Okay.
When she does her next music video.
Yes.
Okay.
With the garbage bags.
Yeah. I hate to do this. Say it back to me so I know you've got it.
All right. Next time that Missy Elliott releases a music video, and she's wearing garbage bags in it, I will definitely call you guys first thing.
Scotty Don't. And you got Scotty Don'ted. Cody?
I love being bad. It feels Ashley, so good to be bad.
Ashley wants to discuss small business Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Now this isn't, now.
This is perfect
now
for
this
us.
Is good. Now this is really good.
Ashley, your friends ever call you Smashley when you get straight twisted?
Yeah, you bet I've heard that one.
Yeah, and, when you're getting crunked?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Hey, guys.
And when they call you Trashly, just be quiet for a second, when they call you Trashly because of your behavior with boys, those aren't your real friends.
Yo, that's dope.
Here, do you guys want to hear something funny? My cousin likes to call me Ash Trey.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's the funny thing? Just kidding. That was funny.
No, that was just kidding, but he had to do it to you.
Just kidding.
He's kidding with you.
Just kidding. That was funny.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah.
Guys, my friend, hey, my friend Marie is here too, and I just want her to say hi real fast, and then she's going to shut up forever.
Hi, I'm from Boy to Boot.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough, Marie.
Okay,
she's done.
Ashley.
Marie, please don't be friends with a baby.
You cannot be friends with a baby, Ashley.
What?
You can't, if you walk around saying, this is my friend, and it is your baby,
or
people could, people could take your baby and your friend away.
I don't think it's your baby. I think that it's like somebody else's baby that you're close to.
That's not okay either.
If you're babysitting and you're going around calling various shows saying that this is your friend, people will discuss you with the police.
Well, I mean,
and it won't be in a positive light.
I don't have a lot of friends, so I make do with what I can get.
Where are you from, Ashley?
I'm from Pittsburgh, just like Jeffrey Parties.
Hey, sandwiches!
Uh-oh.
Get your sandwiches over here!
Put your French fry on the bread. That's really fun.
It is really fun.
That Roethlisberger is a scoundrel.
Yeah.
I'm glad he hurt his leg.
Now, what's the news? Business? Something business?
Oh, yeah. Today is Small Business Saturday, so I was wondering if you guys had any thoughts on small businesses.
Yeah, well, more tax breaks.
Yes, more tax breaks.
That's part of our plan. Should I not be saying this yet?
No, go ahead.
Hayes and I are announcing that since the current presidential race is a bunch of jokers, wannabes, losers, dastardly dinguses, and other such foolishness, we're going to actually clean up this city and country.
We're ready for, yes, co-president of the city.
Of the city and eventually the country. But we're starting small, and one of the first things we're starting small with is small businesses and some small tax breaks.
Yes, and so we'll go into your business, and if you want the tax break, you give us some...
Whatever you sell.
Noodles, noodle yeah. store.
If it's a noodle store, we'll take some noodles.
Give us the noodles.
And also, maybe the tax break works both ways. Maybe if you charge tax on your noodles, then you give us a break on it.
And they can be old noodles. They can be like yesterday's noodles.
Oh, I don't give a shit. I'm not eating it. It's just the fucking point is...
Don't throw it away. Stuff that you were going to throw away.
I'm getting
away.
Shit somebody else like wouldn't be allowed to. It's just about making me feel special.
It's a life hack to go in and say, hey, I'll take those noodles I'll take those off your hands.
Go, what were you going to throw out? Is there anything in your trash right now or about to be in your trash? Because I'll take it home. You know, that's a straight life hack.
The noodles that were too long and you cut off the extra part of the noodles?
Mm-hmm.
If you give me those extra noodle pieces,
bits. Yeah,
give me the little noodle bits.
Mm-hmm.
I like them cut up anyway, honestly, easier to eat.
Yeah, and another life hack is if you do have a noodle and you don't have those extra long matches and you need to light your stove, you can take a short match, light the end of the noodle, and that'll burn the same. You reach that in near the gas burner. So there's kind of two noodle-based life hacks that we're giving out right now. And did you have an opinion on your news piece, or you just knew the name of a day?
I did kind of just
see it on Facebook and thought that maybe it would be a good thing to say.
And now, what do we think? It was pretty good, right?
Yeah, I think that you guys have really taught me the value of small business and, you know, economy and all of that stuff.
Scotty Doat! And we've developed a seamless back and forth, Cody and I, with the Scotty Don't and the button push.
And Steffi just texted me, so many calls with a big exclamation point. Oh, I said just, but it was probably 18 minutes ago.
I'm curious, who's next on the phone?
Chicken Sandwich to discuss King Tut's tomb.
Hello?
Chicken Sandwich.
Hi.
Okay, before we get into the news, tell me about your discussion with Steffi.
It was great. It was brief. She mentioned the shower thing.
Okay. She did mention the shower thing. Okay. And Chicken, did she happen to mention that she was wearing a teddy?
She said she had a small teddy. Yeah.
A small teddy.
Okay, that's not accurate.
And what did you say?
She's
Chicken?
In like a jumpsuit, like a wingsuit. Yeah. It's almost like what people skydive in.
It's a squirrel suit.
Did you see Terminal Velocity?
Sorry, I haven't caught that now.
Oh, Charlie Sheen, Nastassja Kinski. maybe it wasn't Nastassja. It was somebody with a weird name, though. But anyway, they're jumping out of planes. It's kind of like Drop Zone.
And so Steffi can wear this thing and just run around and simulate the experience of jumping off a mountain.
She moves so fast.
That's nice.
But anyway,
the noise she makes is,
to refer to that as a teddy is insane. And what does she want that I can't give her? Anyway, you had news, Chicken Sandwich?
Yes, there's a new news I saw on BBC. Apparently, there's a secret room in King Tut's tomb.
Okay.
Room in
Remember
a tomb.
That funny song?
About
there's
the
a secret
big
room in King Tut's tomb. What a funny-ass song.
Yes.
Number one comedy song of all time.
Imagine how hard you crack up the first time you heard that.
I can't listen to it.
Secret room in King Tut's
I can't
tomb.
Listen to it in the car.
Oh, if I listen to it when I'm driving, instant accident.
Steve Martin, the greatest. And also, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is a very funny movie.
Well, not only that.
It's a movie, not a who. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You don't know. It's a classic movie.
Well, I know planes.
Guys got to sleep in the same bed. Oh, don't. Yeah, I'm not gay. Oh, I don't want to sleep in the same bed with you. Flight gets canceled. Imagine the funniness. It's funny stuff.
I don't really know it.
I know being skeeved out by gay dudes is like pretty big comedy.
It's very high up there in AFI's 100 Years, 100 Laughs.
Okay, yeah. Well, then I must have seen it. Yeah, I imagine having to share a bed with a dude. That's funny. And
airplane?
You're a straight dude?
Talking about airplane.
You shut up, Chicken Sandwich.
Okay, cool.
I'm trying to piece it. Chicken Sandwich! I'm trying
Chicken
to piece
sandwich,
this
you're
together.
Dangerously close to being Scotty Don'ted.
And you are getting a zip it.
That's fair.
So I'm just trying to piece together what it was because I must have seen it.
Mini-me
and that is
jobless.
My kind of humor.
Scotty the Bar.
And that always makes me think of Scotty Doesn't Know as well.
Right. It is interesting that there were two.
From Michelle Trachtenberg,
major
Euro trip.
Major comedy artifacts about Scotty, like some negative associated with Scotty. What's up, Chicken? What'd you say?
Now.
Pardon?
Now you go, Chicken. What do you want?
Nothing really. But what do you think's in the room?
Okay, Scotty don't. Scotty don't.
He's cleaning his room.
So our next caller is Tim Treese. He wants to discuss movie Spectre.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Tim. You on a train?
I am in the car right now. I'm on I-10, driving.
Like the dining car?
Yeah.
Imagine being on train, like planes, trains, and automobiles, but the train does not work at some point. And they have to get off the train and sleep in the same hotel room.
It's funny. In this new Bond movie, Spectre, there was a train, and they had sex on it also.
Hmm. Okay.
See, the human sex isn't funny to me. To me, it's the most natural thing in the world. I don't know if it's because I've done it so much, but it just, to me, seems really normal. Speaking of human sex, Tim Treese, don't you have a girlfriend now?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, she's, Tim Treese.
She's actually
one
here.
Of the best things about...
What's that?
And it seems like here's a good strategy that you're doing, Tim Treese, because you work for Google and you're rivals with Facebook, and so you're... The strategy is to get me to not use Facebook anymore by shoving your girlfriend in my face every day and bragging about being boyfriend's girlfriends with her or something.
I mean, hey,
please, going steady.
Hey, I noticed that Sean liked a picture and you didn't, and I was wondering, are you mad at me?
Thumb slipped.
The answer is Sean was mad at you. He was so mad that that his thumb had a slip reaction.
I was... angrily trying to close the phone, but you know I don't know how these damn things work.
And he's browsing in the shower, too, and imagine how slippery it can get in there.
Yeah. How do you... Do you have one of those Korean waterproof phones? What do you
do? No John Hughes movies made AFI's 100 Years, 100 Laughs. I just checked. Not a single one.
Tim, can you believe it?
Honestly,
Tim, what do you think about that?
What?
Uncle Buck, you don't think that should have been on there?
No, well, I think AFI is maybe at this point an outdated organization that's not in touch with, you know, the current American psyche.
What should I use? Google Movies?
Yeah, well,
Jesus Christ.
It's algorithmically generated GFI. And it's faster.
It's faster than AFI? Give me a break.
Is Hunger Games on there?
Let me see. There are no Hunger Games on here.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm starting to side with Tim, unfortunately. Tim, how'd you bag that babe?
And this is the news
tell
you want
us everything.
This is the news you wanted to talk about, right? Extra, yeah. Extra.
Yeah, Tim, but it's honestly in my life bags, it's front page news.
10-point babe.
What's up?
We met in improv class.
Okay. Yes, and that's it for the improv guys.
Yeah, we made that joke too.
What's happening in the world of news, Tim?
Oh, so this cool James Bond movie just came out called Spectre. I'm getting a lot of echo. Can you guys hear that?
Wait, you're fine. Go
Don't
ahead.
Worry about the echo.
Okay. It's a cool James Bond movie, and it's called Spectre, and I saw it yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
And now you were talking about what happened on the train. Let's talk more about that.
Oh, there's this really intense scene where he's fighting on top of the train with a bad guy, and his other agent has an unclean shot, and she says she can't take it because she might hit Bond, and then she accidentally shoots Bond.
Okay. Is that, and this is like a sexual euphemism? Because you said earlier that that's what happened.
Oh, that was a... Was that a different train? There's two trains in this movie. Chanson's gonna love it.
And Sean, did you have anything
you wanted to say? That's a little too inside, even for me.
Sean, say Scotty, don't. When I say it.
Okay.
Sean, and Sean, did you have something you wanted to say to Tim?
Oh, yeah. So, Tim, Scotty, don't.
Yes. Awesome.
And should we be wrapping this up soon?
Yes, yes, yes.
Should we do one more call?
Cody, should we do the monster call?
Oh, yeah. She says just, Steffi's saying just burn through a bunch.
Okay.
Okay.
Quick hits.
Okay. Michael, to discuss advertisement for the Lord's Prayer before Star Wars in the UK banned.
Okay. Michael, who's this?
Robotom.
Oh, hi. Where are you from?
Northern Ireland.
How do you take your chips?
Brine sauce.
Okay. I was thinking about something about all the stuff that happened there with like the bombs and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh right. Did you see Blown Away?
What?
Did you see Blown Away?
No.
Scotty, no. Next. Okay.
Next is Houston to talk about Clock Boy.
Okay.
Hi.
Houston.
Still loading. One sec.
Hang on.
We have a problem.
Hang on, Houston. Hang on, Houston.
He probably can't hear you.
Hang on, Houston.
He's in purgatory right now.
We're having problems.
It won't load it.
Okay. And what a shame we didn't get Houston.
Sorry, it's computer, not me.
It's computer, not me. It's computer, not me. What a fucking dork.
Can we have anybody?
Maybe we bail on Houston.
Scott for sports. Let's see if that goes.
Uh-huh.
Scott's for sports.
Here's Scott for sports, yeah.
Scott for sports. You've got Hollywood Handbook Quick Hits chat line.
Hello. I know you guys are big sports heads. What with all the Lou Amundsen talk? And I wanted to talk about the new season starting up here of The Challenge and what you guys think about the Battle of the Bloodlines.
Okay, thanks, Scotty Sports.
And Scotty Sports, don't.
All right, and next is Michael to discuss the current pop news.
Hi, guys.
Michael, you've reached Hollywood Handbook Quick Hits. What's your one sentence of the news?
The first thing I saw in the pop culture news, what up, was Cards Against Humanity made $71,000 by selling nothing. Speak on that.
Cards Against Humanity, we are no longer being partners with them because I got a card combination that I thought was
Is it one of those
good.
Double ones?
Mm-hmm.
With two things you had to put in?
The two blanks to fill in? Yeah, it sure is. Anyway,
speak on that.
One of the blanks...
Tell them about my card combination.
So... One of the blanks Hayes filled in with something that he thought was very funny, and he posted a picture of it on Insta. And he thought, oh, I'll get so many gram likes on this. But what happened is he actually have to go to jail.
Was it the big black Hitler dick?
Yes.
Okay, so you've seen this.
You've seen it, yeah. It was about...
I saw it before they took it down, yeah.
It was about Hitler liking big black... dicks or something,
which I think he deserves to have that.
And I thought it was
him.
A funny combination, and it did get some of the votes, which I think is how you play that good game: is you say this is two funny cards.
I've arbitrarily decided that either the one that fits well or the one that's most random is the one that I like.
Who doesn't love rando stuff, right?
Oh, gosh, that really can crack me up. Let's just do an example right now. And this is the kind of thing that might happen in the game, and that's real. So it might say...
giraffe?
Something that's... yeah, okay, so the giraffe, and then I'll go, something that's gooey is... and then you play your giraffe card.
Yes, of course.
Something that's gooey is a giraffe, and now I'm fucking losing it. My mom's pissing herself. Friggin' everybody I know is just about break their neck, throwing their head back laughing.
To get a look.
And the neighbors are peeking in. That's right, Hayes. And we're pulling the blinds tighter, but they've got some sort of like a Slim Jim that they jack in between the window to slide open the curtain.
And can I just say it's time for everyone else to give up on being rando because that Facebook ad about the unicorn that's like pooping the like frozen yogurt or whatever.
Brilliant. With a big colon.
And it's a rainbow as well. It's pooping rainbow yogurt or something like that. Everybody else go home. We found the randoest thing.
Yes, the search is over, and we can all go back to our families now.
Do you think we've met peak rando?
Pooping.
Do you think we can get even more rando?
Well, that's what I just said, and don't act like it was your idea. And for that, Sean, did you have one thing that you wanted to say to?
Oh, actually, yeah. It's funny now that you brought it up. Hayes and I were discussing this actually before we even taped the show, and I wanted to bring up with someone like you, Scotty, don't.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Next is Sam to discuss Charlie Sheen's HIV diagnosis.
Hey, Engineer Sam.
Hello, Engineer Sam.
Hi. Thankful to be here. Really happy.
How's your motorcycle?
Good.
You bish.
Good. I said good.
Got him.
He said that being a bish was good.
It was nice.
What's the news?
Charlie Sheen, diagnosed with HIV years ago, just came out saying people extortionated him for money. And so
it's a plot.
It's a plot.
It's a nefarious plot, and I haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet.
And it's fake.
It's fake. It's a plot. It's nefarious. It's actually currently the investigation's still open, so we're not at liberty to discuss it. But rest assured, it will be settled, and Charlie will come out on the right side of it, as always. Scotty, don't.
And next we've got...
how many more is these?
Well, it's about three, but there's a lot more that haven't been screened yet.
Okay. Let's do the middle one.
Okay. How about Nick to discuss video game censorship?
Okay.
I love this kind of stuff.
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
This is Nick, and I wanted to talk to you about an issue that is very... I know you guys are big gamer nerds, and you might have some thoughts on this. There's a game that's very sexy, very tasteful, called Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball 3. And the creator, Shigeru Miyamoto, was saying that the reason they can't bring this one to America this time is because of all these of social justice warriors, and isn't it bad that we can't have a fun, sexy beach game in the United States?
Yeah.
Is it porno shit going down on the beach?
A little bit. I mean, it's a little, you get a hint of it, but it's mostly classy, and there are a lot of relationship elements, and it's for adults only, so it's still okay.
Listen, let me tell you something. This is what's going on, because I do read game news, because if I'm going to play the games, I want to know what's going on, what they're about. People are mad about these fake gamer girls, because they see these girls in the game, think maybe these are real girls.
Yeah, they try to touch them.
That I could, like, play beach volleyball with. They do, what's the one you put your hands together and you do, like, an underhand bump?
That's a bump, yeah.
You do a big bump, destroy your TV.
When you bump into, and you're trying to sort of accidentally bump into one of the girls.
Yes.
Or even maybe put some kind of tie around her wrists when she's in bump formation to play sort of a sexy game. Now, I understand being upset about getting tricked. I don't think there's anyone among us who didn't get X'd during the Jamie Kennedy experiment and look back and kick ourselves a little bit. Sure, it's funny for the viewers, but it's not always fun for the person who's thinks they're in a commercial for a new Jeff Goldblum cologne and then also thinks they hurt Jeff Goldblum by spraying him with it. So I'm the first to admit, yes, I've been upset about this sort of thing. But I don't think that all these guys being pissed about fake gamer girls should be able to forbid this game, which you said is sexy, fun, and has some positive relationship elements, from coming in the United States, especially for a volleyball enthusiast like me. A little bounce and jiggle never hurt nobody, and I think we learned that in Charlie's Angels, and we'll learn it again as many times as it takes until I get to see what I need to blast off when I'm watching TV late at night.
Do you think virtual reality headsets could be a way to maybe make it so you can meet these ladies and form what is like a real relationship with them so that it can be sexy at the same time?
Now,
I actually read something about this the other day, which is Scotty Doe.
All right. I think he was going to make a dirty joke about a virtual reality giving headset.
Okay, well,
and I'm glad we Scotty don't-ed him before he made
that. I could feel that coming as well. I could see that coming
down.
That's
not funny.
Down the train barriers were like coming down in front of my car.
Shaped thing that the train lives on. Mm-hmm. It can't leave it, but I can see it coming from far away, and it's like a Not a wire.
It's like a a stripey.
Yeah, it's not a shoe.
Line.
But it's It's like a ladder on the floor.
Yes, it's a ladder on the floor.
See it coming down the train ladder. Now, are we doing one more and then leaving?
Yes.
All right, one more and out. This is Joe McGurl to discuss the war on Christmas.
Hello, Joe McGurl. And it's Joe the Hammer McGurl. And he's closing it out with a good call. And it's Hollywood Handbook.
Computer froze again.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.